Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only. And my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's my main website. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Our new friend, Dan Ward, is here. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Ward. He's a member of the United States Air Force, a decorated member of our military with service in Afghanistan and elsewhere. He is the author of a new book called Fire, How Fast and Inexpensive, Restrained and Elegant Methods Ignite Innovation. And that's what we're talking about today. Dan Ward, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. Tell the audience how we can find you online and your book, please.
Hey, you bet. Thanks again. It's great to be here. My website is thedanward.com, so T-H-E, danward.com. I'm also on Twitter, at thedanward, and Facebook, and really anywhere else.
All right, so check that out, folks. And F-I-R-E, F period, I period, R period, E period is what it looks like on the cover. And it's all about helping you, folks. This book is going to help you to make adjustments that you need to be making at all the time. Every day you've got to be making small adjustments to your business. And isn't incremental, you got inexpensive, restrained, elegant, and fast, but isn't incremental important, Dan, to being innovative successfully? And I know that's another way of saying fire, but I'm just trying to get small business owners to say, okay, I'm going to take a little bitty bites at this. I'm going to do something innovative, even if it's teeny tiny, every day to make progress. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, the one of the primary themes in the book is that rather than doing one big bang project, you want to do a larger series of small projects. So you kind of have a small win that builds on the previous small win and leads to the next small one.
Right.
Throughout the book, I provide several different tools, techniques, and practices to help ignite innovation without requiring huge investments of time and money. So
the R stands for restrained. Tell us what you mean by restrained.
Absolutely. Restraint is sort of the common theme that runs through the whole book. It's the idea of a preference for living within your means, a preference for self-control, as opposed to a preference for continuous expansion and growth. In early in nature, the only thing that grows continually would be cancer. We don't want it to go down that route. And in fact, small business really has a reputation for being innovative. So my message to small businesses is don't rush to adopt the trappings of big businesses. You know, the constraints that small businesses live within really are a big part of their strength and not something to look down on.
So let's dwell on that just a little bit more, because you're right about this. A lot of small businesses get envious of big companies. Boy, I wish I had all that. I wish I had all this stuff, and I wish I could do that. You know, I'm just a small business. I don't have that kind of capital. I don't have that kind of budget, et cetera, et cetera. But that's really not healthy thinking, is it?
I agree, and what's ironic is that a lot of big businesses envy the small businesses. You know, when I talk to some big companies, like, you know, gosh, we're just so big, and it really slows us down. It makes it harder to innovate. It makes it harder to foster the type of changes that we want to make. And, boy, we miss the days when we were smaller, or we try to get smaller. And so you look at, large companies that come up with their own little small, innovative, skunkworks-style divisions as a way to convert their big company into a small one. Well, gosh, the small businesses are there already, so that really is a big advantage.
Don't you believe that as the marketplace continues to evolve into this century, Dan, don't you believe that day by day the smaller organization is increasingly becoming gaining an advantage over the big, bulky, lumbering organization?
I definitely think so. You look at things like the long tail that Chris Anderson put together, where he said, you know, that the market for smaller companies, smaller products, is expanded by the internet, and so
right.
I definitely think that the future belongs in a large sense to small companies.
Well, and also, Dan, a lot of times small companies get the idea that they need to compete with big companies. And when they say compete, when they think compete, they think about price. When the truth is, they should be competing on their innovation, on producing something that they can do within their resources and charging more for it. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think you're better off competing on value rather than competing on price. You know, the big guys can compete on price and focus on volume, but really the smaller businesses, their big advantage, their big strength is to compete on a level of quality, a level of innovation, a level of uniqueness that the big guys simply can't do. And it reminds me of General MacArthur's comment in World War II in the Pacific. His strategy was to hit them where they ain't. And he would sort of leapfrog over the Japanese Navy and Japanese military forces and go to where they weren't.
Well, you know, I can imagine some large company executive, some CEO reading your book and telling his EVP, we need to start doing more of this. And the EVP saying, we can't do that. We're big. Only small companies can do what this book says.
Sure. So, you know, hopefully that won't happen too much. You know, there are many of the stories and examples and the tactics, techniques, and practices that I talk about in the book that really can be adopted and implemented by larger entities.
But they've kind of got to think smaller to do that, though, don't they?
In fact, they really do.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, give us the website again, please.
Sure. The website is thedanward.com. I'm also on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, again, at thedanward.
All right. Hey, Dan, good job today. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. I appreciate the time.
Enjoyed having you here. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Ward. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Fire, and you can get it wherever books are sold. I encourage you to do that.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blassingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blassingame, and I wrote this book for you.
This is an urgent message. Doctors and drugs are the leading causes of death, more than cancers and heart disease. Big Pharma's control over medicine in our lives is downright deadly. You've lost loved ones from medical poisonings. So wake up now, before it's too late, by picking up your phone right now to get my free health report. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained consumer protector and advisor. Choose the world's best alternatives to recover quickly and boost natural immunity. OxySilver, for example, is far safer and more effective than risky vaccinations and toxic antibiotics. OxySilver Health Guard could change your life forever. Try Zeolife Detoxifier to cleanse chemicals, heavy metals, and other pollutants from your blood. Add love minerals to your water to gain the vitality you need to thrive, not just survive. These are scary times. Pick up your phone now to get help. I urge you to get my free report now.
It's important to call now. Call toll-free at 888-204-9619. Get the life-changing free report at 888-204-9619. That's 888-204-9619.
I'm here to tell you that your options for getting out of debt have never been better. How do I know? Because I'm Howard Dvorkin, the founder of Consolidated Credit. For nearly two decades, we've helped over 5 million people just like you. And every time we help someone, they all say the same thing. Why didn't I call sooner? If you owe too much money on your credit cards and you feel that you'll never be able to pay it off, don't wait. Simply pick up the phone and find out what our program can do for you. Reducing your payments by up to 50% is just the beginning, but you have to take the first step.
Call Consolidated Credit now, 1-800-290-0412.
As soon as you call, the hard part is over.
You're one call away from financial freedom. Call Consolidated Credit now, 1-800-290-0412. 1-800-290-0412. That's 1-800-290-0412.
5701 Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed debt management service provider, Vermont and New York Banking Department, Maryland 49, Oregon DM 80031.
Music.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pam's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years as a member. She's the founding partner and the CEO of Business Advancement Incorporated. She's the author of one of my favorite books, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's taught us an awful lot over the years about working with other companies, about partnering, about being an integrated partner, working with different companies on being resources to them, and all lots of different things. But today we're gonna add another dimension to the idea of being a vendor partner or a partner, or however you want to, whichever way you want to say it. She's got some new ideas that I'm anxious to hear about. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. Strategic alliances, we've talked about that a lot over the years, Pam, and you've taught us so much about that. Let's talk about the word partner first for a minute. I use the word partner a lot. I think it's important. I'd like for the people I do business with to think of me as their partner, and of course, when you say that around lawyers, it makes them jumpy, Pam, because you know they say, well, they're not really a partner because you know you give them, you know, whatever. But to me, the people I want to hang out with, the people I want to do business with over and over again, the people I want to be able to count on me to contribute to their success, as a resource for them. I want them to think of me as a partner. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, we are in the same boat, in a sense, with you. You know, we really do believe that as well. There is a difference between being a partner legally and partnering, which we do talk about.
Right.
The challenge is that I think it's becoming almost a buzzword, and I'm experiencing right now, we are in the process of starting a new project with repairing a giant wall in our driveway, mm-hmm. and we had to go through the process of looking for a contractor, for instance, and we found mm-hmm. that there were a lot of them that said they were partners, but the one we selected did not say he was a partner, but he is. Isn't that interesting?
In what way would a one-off contractor, how would that person become a partner with you?
Well, first of all, I think it goes back to the whole process of what it is to be a partner. And I think it's somebody who not only does the right things, but is regarded by the customer as a partner, is credible. So what we're talking about right now is, are you a credible partner? And that is, that does the customer think you have the expertise, understand them and their desired outcomes, and have their best interests at heart? And it's something that you have to find out from them, and they seldom will tell you.
Well,
not
and you
directly,
know,
anyway.
When I think of the way I'm a partner with my customers, and the way I want people to be a partner with me, be a resource for me, I guess I would think that they demonstrate a couple of things. Number one, they act like they're, whatever they're doing for me, they're doing it as well as if they were doing it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that that's one way I identify someone who's trying to be a partner. They do it as well as if they're doing it for themselves. And the second thing is, they act as if the outcome of my business is as important to them as the outcome of their business.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. The thing is that a lot of times people are more concerned with just doing the things that they think they should be doing, but they're not listening to what their customers are saying, and even more importantly, paying attention to what their customers are doing that are sending the signals that say they view you as a credible partner. So in other words, all the things that we do are important, but it's ultimately the customer that confers that credible partner title on you. And it's important to be looking at what they're saying and doing.
Pam, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I want to get Pam to flesh out this idea about being a credible partner. That's a big deal, and you're gonna benefit from this discussion. After these messages, 20 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, Pam Harper, and I will be right back.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blassingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem. But it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blassingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. I promise you it will help you if you understand what I mean by the difference between the age of the seller and the age of the customer, and which one, where you need to be. And by the way, you can learn a lot about that just by going to the website, even before you buy the book, at ageofthecustomer.com. Pamela Harper, Pamela S. Harper, is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's the CEO of Business Advancement. She's a longtime, almost 8-year member of our Brain Trust, and we're talking about being a better partner, being a credible partner. Pam, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, too, please.
It's businessadvance.com, and we just now published a new version of our Harper Report, and coincidentally, it's Is Your Company a Credible Partner? If you want me to send the link to any of your listeners, just contact me at businessadvance.com, and we'll be glad to send you the new Harper Report.
Folks, please do that. Do yourself a favor. Go to businessadvance.com. Say the website again.
Businessadvance.com.
Okay. Businessadvance.com, and click there on it. You got an email link there, I guess?
Yes. And contact us.
Just say, I want the report you mentioned on Jim's show, and
exactly.
She'll send you a copy of it. Folks, that's what we're going to talk about, and you get to have it in your hands for free. So, Pam, thank you for that. So we've been talking about being a partner. And in the last segment, we defined some of the elements of being a good, and I like to use, I don't mind using the word vendor partner. I know sometimes, you know, people may not like that, but I don't mind being called a vendor partner, because that's in my opinion, if I'm serving a customer, that's an accurate term. And I mean, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of calling myself a vendor partner, but the thing that you want to talk about now is how to be a credible partner, which to me is meaning that you don't just say you're a partner, but you actually perform.
That's right. There's a big difference between saying you're a partner and being a partner. And it's
right.
Important. In fact, it's critical to look for the signs that customers will send to you without even realizing it, that are giving you that message that they see you that way. And that's where you can really begin to know how to add value. For example, one of the things that you might look at is, are they willing to confide in you? You know, mm-hmm. some of the ways in which we can tell if somebody is really credible, or views us as credible, I should say, is that they're telling us things that are on their mind. They're not necessarily public knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and they're important, and they're sensitive. And you can see this. I mean, it's something that, you know, I haven't told anyone else this, but that kind of thing. And
you are exactly right, Pam. Over the years, I've had my contacts at some of the biggest companies in the world tell me things that, you know, they weren't violating any confidences, although they probably told me more than they should have, maybe more than the CEO would want them to know, but they trusted me, and you know what? My trust was justified, because I always kept it to myself.
That's right, and I'm not saying that anybody should necessarily break confidentiality in that sense, but I'm saying that there are a lot of things that somebody can tell you that are important, but they won't necessarily do it unless they believe that you have their best interests at heart.
That's right.
That they believe that you have the expertise to handle whatever it is you're telling them, or they're telling you, I should say. So that's one area. Another area.
Can I, Pam, stop you for a second? Hold that thought. But I just want to say that if a customer starts talking to you like this, like Pam was just saying, That's a big step for you. You've done something right. You've done something to allow them to feel they can bring you into their confidence. Find a way to more than earn that. Find a way to get them to convert whatever. Find a way to think, okay, based on what they're telling me now, how can I integrate that into the solutions I want to provide this customer, and so that they'll realize that they were justified in telling me this information?
That's right. And in fact, on the Harper Report, I have a few of the examples of things that you can be looking for that are all giving you that kind of information. And you need to be looking at these signs before you can know how to increase that view that they believe that you're
right.
credible.
Right.
So another one also is, do they actively listen and consider to your pushback?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about telling the truth. This is actually also telling your opinion. So it isn't necessarily a truth, but do they act like they believe that your expertise and their concern for their best interests are making it worth considering your viewpoints, differ from yours?
Let me stick something else in here, Pam, and I have my tongue only somewhat in my cheek when I say this. Sometimes customers are like wives. They only want you to listen to them. They don't want you to solve their problem.
I see.
Can you relate? Can you relate, Pam?
Yeah, I could.
Sometimes maybe your best bet is just to listen, and then find out later whether they actually want you to help them solve anything. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna take quick breaks. Right back with our good friend Pam Harper. BusinessAdvance.com is her website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.